for schnitz, obsessed with golden brown pan cook schnitzel. And Melbourne Airport parking for warmer welcomes and proper goodbyes. 1 hour terminal parking, only $12. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson on 1116 SEN.
We are just 2 days out from the first test. Australia against Sri Lanka at the Gabba. Whispers it might not have gone our way against India in both formats. We get a real chance to atone here against the Sri Lankans. And a man who's going to steer the ship, as he does always, is the Australian cricket coach, Justin Langer. Thanks for joining us, Alfie.
Morning, Tim and Sam.
Absolute pleasure to have your company. Thanks so much for joining us. All the rage, all the talk down here yesterday, Justin, was about a youngster that not many of us are that familiar with. He's Curtis Patterson, but he's obviously come into the squad and he was just became impossible to ignore looking in from the outside.
Yeah, pretty much. We've been he's a terrific young person. He's vice-captain of New South Wales. He's been knocking on the door for the last few years, but he's probably the criticism has been that he hasn't been able to convert his 50s into 100s. So he's done that well this season. He was on the last Australian A tour. Just got 100 both innings against Sri Lanka. So hopefully a bit of common sense has prevailed and we're rewarding him for it.
Does he play or is he there for squad experience? The logical assumption is that you parachute him in, so he's going to line up.
Yeah, we've got training this tonight, actually. We haven't had a look at the wicket yet, but we'll make that decision on the final 11 either tonight or tomorrow, I would say.
Was it a tough decision? Good morning to you, Justin, Tim here. Was it a tough decision in terms of, you know, you get criticised for everything you do, particularly when the side's not performing well, and then you go and you pick somebody that isn't on anybody else's radar. Did you spend a lot of time talking about this decision?
Yeah, we most certainly did. I think also the fact that we'd announced A squad a week or so ago, so we thought a lot about it. But again, common sense, you know, he's playing well. We've known about him for a long time and he's in such good form. I've been talking about guys knocking on the door, banging the door down, and in this instance he's done that. So it's nice to have him in the squad. Whether he plays or not, we'll find out in a couple of days' time. But certainly he needs to be rewarded like good young players around him should be.
And Will Pekoski, he's one of those good young players. Obviously, he's got a bright future. Are you worried that you've pushed him up a little bit too early before he's been able to put those runs on the board the same way that Curtis Patterson has done in recent times?
Look, I've watched him a lot. And I've watched him in the Nets yesterday. He's a very, very good-looking player. So, yeah, there's always those considerations. One, Tim, you know that probably the toughest part of the job is selection. And you weigh it up and it's sort of, that's all that's on your mind, really. Mm. So, but he's a terrific young bloke. We've seen in the past a young Damian Martin or a young Ricky Ponting or a young Michael Clark come into the Australian team. And if he plays or not, it's a great learning experience for him at the moment.
Hey, Justin, Tim alluded to it. You name a squad and it's almost impossible to please. Well, it is impossible to please everyone. Marcus Stoinis, can you take us through the line of thinking as to why he wasn't selected in the squad even for the Sri Lankan series, given we seem to be crying out for that all-rounder and I guess a few guys before him have been given ample opportunity. What's the thinking around Marcus?
Yeah, look, he's playing well, isn't he? He's playing very well in one-day cricket for us. He's leading well, not as captain as we like them to do. He's leading well for the Stars. He's a great competitor. But he also knows, look, he's really clear. He knows his numbers this year are pretty good, very good with the ball, pretty good with the bat for Western Australia. He hasn't made 100 for a few seasons now, but he's definitely knocking on the door. Like, we know his competitive instincts. We know it's always nice to have a number six who can bat and bowl for us. He's knocking on the door. He missed out this time, but he's certainly in our thinking all the time.
Hey, Justin, what's the state of mind of Usman Khawaja at the moment? I think a lot of people coming into this summer thought that he might have been the batsman of the summer. He's got some starts. He hasn't really gone on with it. You obviously would sit down and talk to him. Where do you think he's at right now?
Yeah, I had a good hit with him yesterday, actually, in the Nets at Allen Border Field up here in Brisbane. And yeah, he said he's been frustrated. He's got some good starts, white ball and test cricket. And I can't help but think he came back from, remember we didn't rush him back, but he had that knee surgery after UAE and he's just finding his feet again. He seems fine. He's like he's in the best physical condition of his life. He's training hard. He's playing well. But that's often the way in Test. We've just come off also India, who have got an outstanding fast bowling attack as well. So we need him to stand up. He knows that. He's our most senior batsman. But he's playing well. We need him to turn some of those starts into great hundreds for us.
Alfie, if we look beyond Sri Lanka to the One Day World Cup, of course, just unbelievable that Smith and Warner have those two elbow injuries and both have to go in for surgery. I mean, I know it's early days there, but what does it mean for them World Cup fitness-wise and selection-wise? I guess the obvious thing is they both get picked and then you see how they track.
Yeah, I spoke to them both last night, actually. I think Davey's going to get a clean. I don't think Davey's as serious as Steve's was. That said, Steve's in a brace for the next 5 or 6 weeks, I think. So what we do know about them, they haven't been good players. They've been great players for Australia. So we're obviously monitoring them very closely, and we're hopeful that they'll be getting themselves fit and strong and putting their name up for selection, which is an exciting time coming up.
Sri Lanka, what do we know about them?
Yeah, look, the captain's injured. I know that... having played against Sri Lanka a lot in the past, they're very energetic. They're very good in the field. Mm. They compete. They're very. They have a red hot dip. So we're expecting that. We know it's also after what's happened, not just in the last 9 or 10 months in Australian cricket, but over this summer. It's a really important Test match for us. So we've got a very young squad, and we're going to have to compete. We're going to have to be at our best. We're looking forward to getting back to the Gabba. But Sri Lanka, look, they're going to be competitive. They'll have a red hot dip. There's no doubt about that.
And we're talking to Justin Langer. Justin, in doing the research for this interview with you this morning, exhaustive research that I did, I uncovered the fact that you've written 4 books.
Yeah, I've written a few books in my time. Yeah.
Yeah. What? All cricket books?
Oh no, I've done. I've written. Yeah, look, I love English. I love writing. So when I was at school, I loved English. I'm not much good at numbers, to be honest, but I didn't like maths much. And although this day and this job, I've got stats and numbers flowing through my brain the whole time. But yeah, I love writing. I always have. Always kept journals. Written a couple of different style of books. The very first one was about a diary of a young Australian cricketer playing county cricket, actually. So that was a long time ago, and I've written a few since. So, yeah, it's a bit of a passion. I've enjoyed it, and maybe down the track there'll be a couple more.
You say you keep a diary. Have you been keeping a diary of this period of your life? Because I think it would make for some fascinating reading when it's published.
Oh, yeah, look, well, it's funny, Tim, because Melbourne and Sydney, for Christmas this year, those two Test games, it was one of the toughest times I've had professionally. And I look back to 1993 when I was first dropped from the Australian Test team, and it was a really, really tough time. Personally, I'd come into the Test team, and then before you know it, I was out of it again. And looking back, it was hard, but it was also a really important time in my cricket career. And then I got dropped in 2001, same thing. I went through a really dark period, thinking I'd never play for Australia again. But the lessons I learned in that time were huge for the rest of my career and life, probably. And I ended up opening the batting with Haydos just after that. So, and I look back now at Melbourne and Sydney, it was a tough time, you know, without sounding like a sook. We felt like punching bags through a lot of criticism in the media. We got beaten in Melbourne in Boxing Day. We drew the last Test in Sydney. India were a really tough opponent. But I'm sure in 10 years I'm going to look back and say, oh, geez, that was a tough time, but I'm better for it. You know, I'm getting stronger and wiser by the day. We keep rolling our sleeves up. And it's a tough gig, but, you know, we're up for the challenge, that's for sure.
Yeah, we talk about the players all the time, but coaching is just so much more than coaching, isn't it, in an international setup? I mean, there's just so many – is that what you find? There's just so many balls in the air and so many fires to put out all the time.
No, it's relentless, you know, it honestly is. And there's always guys – you know, Matty Wade's a good example. I watched him play last night. You know, he played brilliantly well. He's played fantastic. You know, he's doing – great guns in first-class cricket, and, you know, I feel like giving him a hug, you know. I've been in his shoes. It's really hard. You know, you want to be, and then it's playing out in the media. You know, it's more my style not to play things out in the media, more to have quiet conversations. So there's all that. There's things come up all the time. I think I got a bit grumpy with a, you know, in the Sydney Test match because he kept kept hounding me about Maxi's non-selection in the Australian A about 12 months ago.
We might have caught that one. Yeah, we might have caught that one.
Yeah, that's it. So, but I'm human. We're all human. Yeah. As I said, there's challenges, but I wouldn't be doing anything different. I'm a very lucky person to be in this privileged position. But it's a tough gig. I can roll on my sleeves up like we do and keep having a crack at it.
We love what you're doing.
Space your snappings out. I reckon if you snap like that once every 3 or 4 months, it's just great.
Well, the other thing, too, it's classic. So I reckon everyone told me in the Sydney papers, you know, I need anger management and all this sort of. Mate, it was about a 2 out of 10. I can't believe it. I went back. We're getting completely smashed by some journos, and I went at about 2 out of 10. And I think I just looked at him. I didn't say much. 2 out of 10, I reckon. So I'd hate to see if it was 9 out of 10. God. Then I would be making movies about anger management. But, look, every now and then, we're human. The players are human. I get it. And, hopefully one thing I have got, having been in this business for so long, is plenty of compassion for all the players. And, I know how they feel. So that gives me an advantage as a coach, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, it's an impossible task on that front, no doubt about it. And I think anyone who listens to you, Alfie, struck by how genuine you are and your honesty, we appreciate you joining us. And the great thing about also the first test, to be remiss of me not to mention, at the Gabba, all money going to rural aid for drought relief, which is fantastic as well.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And I can't believe Gary's having another week off. Mate, you're all right for the sun, isn't it?
Mate, how good's that? I'm glad you mentioned that. I'm glad that hasn't escaped you.
Cigars and slippers at this time of the year, mate. We might have a few of those, that's for sure.
Justin Langer, the Australian coach. Thanks so much for joining us. Best luck against the Sri Lankans at the Gabba.
On you, Justin.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.